This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, sir. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I am as well.
All right. Nothing more exciting than the booming Midtown market. That's what we're going to get into today.
I love Midtown.
Yeah, me too. It's an exciting place. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Krista Huffstickler. She's the director of sales with 1065 Midtown and also with Atlanta Fine Homes, Sotheby's International Realty. Krista, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. We wasted all of our time with me reciting the name of your organization. So we have to wrap unfortunately. No, I'm kidding. Krista, before we get into our conversation around 1065 Midtown, which is what we're really here to talk about, take a quick second to inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
I am with Neolux Group at Atlanta Fine Homes, Sotheby's International Realty, and we specialize in new home sales and marketing for developer clients, builder clients, investors. We provide bank services, things of that nature.
Okay.
So we're really here to talk about 1065 Midtown. So tell us a little bit about those luxury condos and that project and everything.
The building was originally developed and delivered in 2010 by Daniel Corporation. Mm-hmm. And the time that it delivered was not an ideal time to be delivering a luxury condo product.
Right.
So at that time, the previous owner elected to hold the asset in-house, and it functioned as a luxury rental for the next almost 5 years. And this past December, a company called Tribridge Residential purchased the asset in bulk from the previous owner. And given the circumstances of the market, the strength of the market, the lack of product that existed, and the demand for a luxury condominium, they elected to take the building as a for sale offering.
Interesting. Well, we're going to get into the details of 1065 in just a minute, but let's talk quickly about the condominium market. It seems, you just touched on the fact that 5 years ago, it was a struggling market, but it seems to be booming now. Is that your take? And is that going to sustain itself? What's your thoughts there?
You know, there hasn't been any new condominium product that's come to market in the last, greater part of really 8-9 years. And so, as we've absorbed the inventory that existed, mm-hmm. and there was no new product that came to market, as we're seeing a demand from the consumer, our experience is that the velocity is increasing because there just really isn't anything out there for a consumer to purchase. And so your offerings are limited, and I think desire for buyers to be in a certain lifestyle is compelling enough that until there's more offerings that are created and developed and delivered to market, buildings like 1065 are going to see the successes that we've seen already in such a short amount of time.
Very exciting.
Right. It also seems like the market is filled with younger sort of people looking for sort of young kind of hip things. So condos have kind of filled that gap, I guess.
You're exactly right. With that younger buyer that's looking for that hip, cool lifestyle.
Right.
But we're also seeing another buyer demographic that's the downsizer, empty nester, people that are still in the workforce, maybe still 10 years away from a retirement place in life. But the one common denominator between the two demographics is that they're both looking to achieve the same lifestyle. And it's one of the first times that we're now starting to see these two very historically very different demographics that are almost the same, because what they're looking for from a lifestyle perspective is identical.
Now, it's funny because I'm in my mid-40s, and if you had told me that in my mid-40s I would be living in a high-rise luxury apartment, I would have said, no way, there's no way. But I love the lifestyle, and I don't know that I'll ever go back. So it's very, very exciting. I love seeing new things like 1065.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. My husband and I have children, and we live in a high-rise, and we're so, I think, spoiled by our lifestyle that it's really difficult, I think, for us to envision ourselves living in any other type of a home environment.
Yeah, that's very exciting. So, all right, let's go deep on 1065. So I don't imagine you just put a new sign on the door. You probably did some work on updating it and working on it. Talk to us about the actual property itself.
The interiors of the building are going through a complete transformation. And by interiors of the building, I'm identifying the entry lobby, the corridors, the halls, the motor lobbies, the club room and lounge is being completely redone. The pool deck is being redone. The new owner of the building is working with local Atlanta art galleries, Marsha Wood and Bill Lowe, to actually curate a art collection for the building that's very significant and very thoughtful, and that will be an asset that will be owned by the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, very, very exciting. That's really cool. All right, Krista Huffstickler will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Krista Huffstickler, Director of Sales, 1065 Midtown.
So Krista, before we went to break, we were talking about 1065 Midtown, and I was thinking about asking what sets this product apart, but it's on top of a hotel. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The Lowe's Atlanta Hotel is a 414-room hotel in Midtown, of course, at the intersection of Peachtree and 11th Streets. And all of the amenities of the hotel that are available to hotel guests are also available to the owners of the building. So as an owner, you can order room service, you can have housekeeping services, you can valet your car, you can utilize the hotel's business center. It's really neat because the owners have accounts that are set up through the hotel. And so when you're at the restaurant, we have a new restaurant called Saltwood that just opened, and we have the really cool lobby bar. So anytime you're utilizing the hotel services, you have an ongoing account and you just charge it to your room.
Wow.
And so it's really like living in a hotel where you can have access to all of those same features that a hotel guest would.
Right.
And then what's really cool is that for owners that don't necessarily want to interface with the hotel component, we have a completely separate access point. So the ingress and egress can be very ambiguous if you want it to be, where you come in and you park in your private garage and you are accessing the residences from a completely private elevator point. And so you could come and go and not really even integrate with the hotel. But if you wanted to, all of the amenities exist.
Well, you know, as a radio personality, I'm kind of a diva. So that really appeals to me, Todd said mockingly. So, but talk about the neighborhood a bit. Now, my wife works in the PwC building, so that's a great part of town. Talk about the neighborhood a bit. Some amazing restaurants around there.
Absolutely. Obviously, one of the really cool things about Midtown is the walkability.
Yeah.
And Piedmont Park is literally your backyard living in this building. And it's interesting because not only is the park there and the amenity of having the park space, but there are other things that go on in the park, like the farmer's market every Saturday morning, where you can walk down to the park and buy your fresh organic produce for the week. Festivals, the Dogwood Festival was just here a couple of weeks ago, and it was amazing. You know, the energy in town from things like that, or the Jazz Festival, or the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. So you have the really cool amenity of Piedmont Park. You're a short bike ride to the Atlanta Beltline and to Pont City Market. And as you mentioned, a ton of really cool, amazing restaurants that are all literally outside your front door.
I would probably spend more time on Crescent Street than I would actually in my condo. But and the Lowe's, that cool bar at the Lowe's you were talking about is where my wife and I begin our Atlanta Food and Wine Festival endeavors. So very, very exciting.
So tell us a little bit about floor plans, pricing, features, things like that.
We have basic variation of about five different floor plans. So there are primarily two and three bedroom homes, and they're larger in square feet than you're going to find in most buildings. Mm-hmm. So two bedrooms range from 2,000 to about 2,300 square feet.
Wow, that's a good size.
Yeah, and the three bedrooms range from 2,300 feet to just under 2,900 feet. And then we have a couple of smaller one bedrooms that are around 1,200 square feet.
Just good sized condos.
Good sized condos, and there are 5 homes or less per floor.
Okay. So any special features about the layout specifically?
Very open, very light filled. Because of where they're positioned in Midtown, all of the homes have amazing skyline views. So it's either north into Buckhead or south down the Peachtree Corridor. And many of the homes also have really beautiful views into Piedmont Park, which is hugely attractive to a lot of people.
Yeah. Sounds nice.
Yeah. Sounds really, really cool. And I love the idea of being able to use the hotel amenities. That's really appealing to me.
So Krista, tell us a little bit about the sales activity.
So we have, as I just mentioned, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes. Mm-hmm. Our 1-bedroom homes are priced from the 500s. Our 2-bedroom homes are priced from the 900s. And our 3-bedroom homes start at just over 1.2 million. And the building has been extremely well received. People are really excited about it. And our first month of sales, we sold 7.
Wow.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That's pretty impressive. Walk me through. So if I want to come check this out, are there models I can see? Is there an open house? Talk me through that.
We do. We've had a couple of open house events, and we do have an on-premise decorated model that we could walk you through. We are scheduling private tours through the building, and we, of course, happily set appointments to bring people through the building. And we also have a website, which is 1065midtown.com, and all of our floor plans, a list of the building features and the interior home features, which include things like hand-scraped Brazilian oak flooring, Thermador appliances, 12-foot ceilings in all of the homes, Victoria Albert soaking tubs, and different amazing interior appointments like that. So you can get a full, complete list by visiting the website.
Sounds stunning. Okay. All right. Well, Krista, this just sounds amazing. I can't wait to check it out. Before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions? Where can they learn more about 1065 Midtown? Repeat that website again. And also, where can people learn more about Atlanta Fine Homes Sotheby's International Realty?
The community website is 1065midtown.com. And you can also find additional information about 1065 Midtown as well as Atlanta Fine Homes Sotheby's International Realty by visiting atlantafinehomes.com.
Krista Huffstickler, Director of Sales with 1065 Midtown. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Pleasure. All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Krista Huffstickler, my co-host Brian Nani, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.